Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 5. So today we're going to talk about my 3 tips for finding the right blazer. This is based on a blog post from mixitupwithcurves.com, which is titled My 3 Tips for Finding the Right Blazer. And I'm going to link it in the show notes. In the blog post, you can see this black suit that I talk about. I'll be talking about it throughout this episode. And I have the links to that suit there. And I also have some other blazers that I linked in the blog post for you too. All right, let me set it up. So I remember being 23 and I had just started my career as a school psychologist. I guess I looked young for being a school psychologist. I'm not sure. But you know what? I don't hear that anymore. So those days are over. Anyway, but I remember I would have a meeting or an interview or something really important that I'd have to go to during the day. And so the first thing I'd be doing is throwing a blazer on, right? And my hope was that I'd be taken more seriously, or maybe I'd look like I know what I'm doing. So I don't know if that worked or not. Anyway, but my point was that I was putting on a blazer and using that to kind of look more professional. But as soon as I was done with that situation, I was taking off that blazer so fast because I felt really uncomfortable. It was very confining, and it was just a challenge to dress professionally with curves. So I've always been fascinated with the way that clothes can change the way you feel. And so with the blazer, besides my whole acting like it's a magical cape and that it was going to make me feel like I'm smarter or something like that, or appear that way, I like the way that it kind of makes you feel more put together, more polished. But again, the challenge is, how do you do that? How do you find the right type of blazer given that you have curves? And without it being looking too corporate or too stuffy and like you're trying too hard. So over the years, I've changed the way that I wear a blazer and the reasons why. So now, because I'm not trying to look older or look more serious, I wear it to kind of bring my outfit together, look a little more polished. But I might, wear it with a tee and jeans, or I might wear it, with a dress or with a skirt. So all kinds of different ways that I wear it now. But the key is I have to find the right type or the right ones in order for them to work. So I wanted to share my 3 tips for finding the right blazer. All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors. All right, have you ever thought of starting your own podcast? So when I was getting started with Don't Mix In, my sister was like, hey, you should start a podcast. And I was like, yeah. And then I just kind of stayed there. So my question was, how do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places where people actually get to listen to my show? And where do I find advertisers? So the answer was Anchor. Really simple. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free. The price is right. So, and it's also super easy to use. I think what I like most about it is that I can just record from my phone, so I don't need to be on my desktop. So if I have time and I'm in my car, I can just go ahead and create an episode right then and there and just plug in my mic or just use my phone. So if you always want to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Tip 1 is comfort. I think this is my number one tip with pretty much everything. So if it's not comfortable, you're just not going to wear it. And we talked about in the other episode about how to avoid buying clothes you're not going to wear. it was about being comfortable, right? So if it's not comfortable, you're not going to wear it. You're not going to feel good when you wear it. So you're just not going to enjoy the experience. And I think it just affects your whole day. So just stick to it being comfortable. And I think it's just going to kind of set the foundation for everything else. Tip number two, versatility. So it's got to be a blazer that I can wear in all kinds of different ways. So it can't be too trendy. You know, we talked about that before. If it's too trendy, it's just going to be where you wear it for a couple seasons and then it's gone. And it can't be too kind of looking a little too corporate, too stuffy, because it means I can't wear it casually. So for me, I really like those cotton blazers. I've gotten a few of those over the years, and those stay with me because they're versatile, can wear with dresses. I can wear the weekend, work. So it does that double duty that I'm always looking for. And they just fit in with my lifestyle and the clothes I already have, my wardrobe. Tip number three is fit. So fit, I think, is probably the one that affects the other two the most, other two tips, because if it isn't fit right, it's not going to be comfortable. And then if it doesn't fit right, it's not going to be versatile, because I'm not going to wear it in different ways. And for me too, I look for fit to be, you know, with a blazer, I can't do like an oversized fit. That just doesn't work. It ends up looking a little boxy, a bit more sloppy than I want it to look. So I go for blazers that are a little more fitted, and making sure they don't go, you know, too long. Just a little bit below my hips is good, and making sure that they have some kind of shape to them. So if you look on this blog post, you'll see this blazer I got from the Target Prologue line. I'm loving this line. This particular blazer is kind of like a wrap style. And what I like, I can actually close it. Okay, so usually that's like an issue with curves. So I'm actually able to close it. And so I linked that blazer with the pants that I'm wearing with it. So it looks like a little suit. And I'm also linking other blazers that I like, some similar ones for you in there. And the blazers I'm usually drawn to have like that more of that cotton style and have stretch in them. So that way they can go for, you know, weekend work, and just they don't look too stuffy, and then they don't look too trendy. So what I want you to walk away with is that you can dress professionally with curves and on a budget, without sacrificing comfort and versatility. And I think sticking to these tips, you'll be able to get, you know, just a range of different blazers that you can throw on, wear them in different ways. And it doesn't have to be uncomfortable, and you can do it on a budget as well. So that, you know, when you do need to dress a little more professionally or a little more polished, you already got like some blazers that you are comfortable wearing and that already work for you. Want more information? Go and head over to mixedupwithcurves.com. I am going to link the blog post that this episode is based on, 3 tips for buying the right blazer, in the show notes. And then you'll be able to see that blazer that I'm talking about. It's kind of like a wrap style. I want you to see that I can actually close it, because you know the struggle is real with that, with curves. And also I link similar blazers that I like that are kind of that cotton style. And so you'll see that on the blog and be able to go and check those out. And go ahead, if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I can know what you like, what you don't like. And remember, don't mix in, because you don't need to.